Hi, Micah. Nicola Rose here from New York, filmmaker and director.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Micah.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Hi, how's it going? My name's Akash.
It gives me great pleasure to announce a 3-day international conference, and I very much hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Christy Gurley.
Hi, everyone. My name is Gabby Cardoso.
Hi, I'm Dennis Moran. I'm an animator and illustrator.
Hi, my name's Alyssa Fagan, and I'm the director of a documentary short.
Welcome to Not Your Neurotypical Podcast. I'm your host, Raylene Sebastian.
I am Emily, and I'm hosting the first autistic retreat.
Hello there. I'm truly excited to introduce myself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Allison.
Hi, everybody. Wasn't that the sweetest intro you've ever heard? I am so excited to have this episode today, hosting 14 different projects from all around the world. If my voice sounds a bit different today, I am sick, but it was very important for me to capture my excitement for this episode. And before we're going to dive into the project of my old and new friends, I'm going to have to introduce my own project, which I guess some of you have already heard of. I am going to launch a 2024 neurodiversity group coaching, especially for synesthetes. Now, that is a big thing because that's something that was never done before, especially on a global scale. I do know the experience of going to a doctor or a therapist and looking into very confused faces when I tell them how I experience the world, and I leave not inspired, not understood, and definitely not with the right support, but kind of disrespected even. I think it's much more complex. We have very important sensory joys and sensory needs, and I want to foster both of them. It's difficult to figure them out when you are in a neurotypical environment. It's a whole package of unique challenges that a synesthete may face. I fully understand that synesthesia becomes more relevant to look at when paired with another neurodivergence like autism. So if you feel like synesthesia doesn't impact your mental health at all, totally fair as well. But for a matter of fact, there are a lot of people like myself where synesthesia is very much entangled with our well-being and there isn't a place to talk about it. So I'm going to create one. I'm here to make a change. And this is me launching my neurodiversity group coaching starting on the 6th of January. But already on Friday, December 1st, you will be able to secure spots. I'm launching a program of 6 individual sessions. They will each be 1.5 hours long and topic focused. They will be much cheaper than individual coaching, and you will be able to just pick the topics you like. So what are the topics? On January 6th, we're going to start with autism and synesthesia. We know synesthesia is around 3 times higher in the autistic population, so a lot of us have both traits. So we're going to look at what is this intersection about. The next session will be about communicating your synesthesia confidently. Now, I know that this is a big struggle for a lot of us. How do we communicate something that is so personal, so vulnerable to someone that might be completely unaware of it or skeptical, like a doctor, a therapist, an employer, or even a romantic partner? How do we communicate our synesthesia confidently and have our needs met without risking our credibility? Synesthesia is very well researched. Sometimes it just needs a bit of a push to get to that point where we're like, okay, I got it. A skeptical question from my counterpart will not throw me off completely. The next session is synesthesia in business. That's for anybody that thought about making synesthesia their business or they have a specific business idea. Whatever it might be, in this session, we will stick our heads together and figure out how can we make an income out of it with people that actually get it, people that actually get what you're talking about. The next session will be mental health and art, co-hosted by a synesthetic art therapist. The next session will be synesthesia and identity. And as I said before, synesthesia is very much entangled in all our life decisions, in our partner preferences, in our hobbies, even our interior and fashion choices. It's how we perceive the world, and it's so automatic that we don't even notice how much it is our identity. So this session, synesthesia and identity, will be dedicated to figuring out who am I in this world as a synesthete. And then the last session will be crafting your neurodivergence and synesthesia friendly life. And I think that sounds maybe a bit easier than it actually is in real life, because since people around us won't share the same needs, we kind of lack role models, and we also lack products thrown into our face when we go to a drugstore. Sometimes we need that extra help and inspiration to figure out how can I make those actual adaptations in my life. If you book all six sessions, which I would love for you to do, because then we would have more of a consistent group, but I also wanted to be open to whoever wants to join for just a single session. If you do book all six sessions, you will get one for free. So you only pay for five. Each session is 30 euro. So it's much more affordable than one-on-one coaching. So looking forward to working with you. And I'm so intrigued to see how the group coaching will be received, how many spots will be booked right away. Okay, I'm going to stop talking here. It will be launched December 1st. And now let's dive into the episode.
Oh, and of course, you can find all the info about the projects and people speaking on this episode in the show notes. All the links, websites, Instagram handles, please find them in the show notes.
Hello, my name is Brianna, and I help run my 7-year-old autistic son's business. His business is called Inclusive Neuroverse. The mission and meaning behind Inclusive Neuroverse is really just to spread love and kindness and inclusivity in the neurodivergent community. My son has faced a lot of bullying and a lot of just people not understanding him and his brain and how it works. And he just really wanted to be able to help, you know, spread the message of love and acceptance and inclusion for everybody, but especially the neurodivergent community, just to not feel so alone. And for people to just like take a moment to, you know, recognize that everyone is different and everyone has different abilities and everyone has different sensory differences, and just to be able to just embrace everybody for who they are and their quirks. I am so incredibly proud of my son. He is doing such an amazing job. He hand created a lot of these designs himself, but some of them I have helped him with. We also have had another neurodivergent artist help us with a few designs as well. All of the profits go right back to both of my autistic children, and it just helps them get sensory tools, snacks, clothes, different types of things that they like and they want, their special interests and things they need, like a sensory swing. My dad, who is also a part of the neurodivergent community, he as well helps. He is such a proud grandpa. He actually physically hand presses all of the items. We have shirts, cups, bags, sweatshirts for kids and adults, water bottles, things like that. He does all of that, which is just so wonderful. He's just so involved in this process. My dad and I don't make anything off of this business but bust our butts to just really help reach the community to spread even just a little bit of kindness. We are located in Arizona, in the Phoenix, Arizona area. If anybody is nearby, we're starting to do some little meetups and things like that. We would love just to get to know the community from near and far. Just having your support, just by even a like or share or follow, means the world to us. To my son, knowing that we have over 1,000 followers just like mind blows him. He was excited at 100 followers. So we just want to say thank you to everybody that continues just to try to advocate for the community. And we hope one day, you know, when my children are older, that they don't have to advocate and fight for inclusion as much as we are now. Like I said, even in just a share, a like, a follow, whatever it may be, you will be making a 7-year-old entrepreneur's day. Thank you so much.
Hi, Micah. Nicola Rose here from New York, filmmaker and director. Excited to be part of the Synesthesia podcast because I have a feature film coming out next year that is all about a 13-year-old girl growing up with synesthesia and how she figures out how to navigate that situation. Its name is Magnetosphere. It was just filmed this summer in Canada and is currently in post-production. And anybody who is interested in following it can follow it at Magnetosphere Movie on Instagram and Facebook. That is at Magnetosphere, M-A-G-N-E-T-O-S-P-H-E-R-E, Movie, Magnetosphere Movie. on Instagram and also on Facebook. It's a little comedy that's also a bit of a drama that has to do with growing up and hitting puberty with synesthesia. And it's a lot of fun. And we hope that a lot of people will follow and enjoy this project. I also have another film called Goodbye Petrushka, which has to do with another young woman, a little older, a 19-year-old growing up between America and France. And some people say the protagonist seems very neurodivergent, so that may be of interest to your listeners as well. And that is Goodbye Petrushka, which is at Goodbye Petrushka Film on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks so much.
It gives me great pleasure to announce that the UK and American Synesthesia Associations have joined ranks and are holding a three-day international conference centred around synesthesia and its favourite cousin, cross-modality. This event will be hosted by Professor Charles Spence, head of the Cross-Modal Research Laboratory at Oxford University, and it will take place on May the 10th, 11th and 12th of next year at Somerville College in Oxford. The event promises an action-packed programme with presentations from the world's leading synesthesia experts and will also include interactive events and synesthesia-themed art installations and performances. If you wish to be a part of the programme or simply just want to attend, go to www.synesthesia.info for more information. That's www.synesthesia.info. Thank you, and I very much hope to see you there.
Hi everyone, hi Micah. I'm really happy to speak to you all for this community episode, which is a really good idea, by the way. I'm really looking forward to hear everybody. So thank you, Micah. My name is Raphael, I'm 24, I'm French, I'm a photographer based in Paris, but I'm not synesthetic. I don't have any synesthetic ability, as far as I know at least. But I've always been fascinated by the multiple ways in which people experience the world. I have a big interest in synesthesia, and I'm launching a research program this year for my university thesis. That's why I recently called Micah, and she's going to be part of it, supervising and supporting the project. That's amazing, but now we need you. Our objective is to keep raising awareness about synesthesia and search for a way to characterize the perception of a synesthetic individual, to make it accessible to a non-synesthete audience like me, using simulation. If you want to contribute to the effort, we are looking for profiles for the research. If you have any form or forms of synesthesia, let's get in touch. There will be interviews, meetings, and your testimonies will be really precious for us. We are also looking for a very specific form of synesthesia, which is the visual-to-sound association. It's quite hard to find because it's rare, but I'm sure we find the right person here. So you'll find a link in the description to get on a website that has more information and, of course, a forum to contact us. So reach me out, ask your questions, come and say hi, and thank you everyone for listening. And thank you, Micah, for what you do.
I'm not sure about you, but before this year, I didn't have any autistic friends in real life. And because of that, I have decided to create an opportunity where autistic people, women, trans or non-binary people, anyone who understands the quote unquote female experience can come together for rest, relaxation, connection and community. So I am Emily, the creator at Well by M on TikTok and Instagram, and I am hosting the first autistic retreat in April next year, which is sold out. The second one is now in the pipeline, and that will be in July of 2024. So if you think that spending a weekend with a load of other autistic people that will understand you and your perspective, and you want to leave feeling rested, relaxed, and with a bunch of new autistic friends, then this might be the thing for you. If you have any questions about the retreat, you can email me at worldbym@gmail.com or reach out to me on Instagram or TikTok. And thank you so much, Micah, for having me on your podcast.
Hi, I'm Anna, and together with my friend Adriana, we are neuroscientists who started a blog, neurobirdies.com, where we share our journeys of getting into neuroscience, our go-to study tips, and what careers can you do with a degree in neuroscience. We're also active on social media. You can find us on TikTok and Instagram at neurobirdieswrite. So if you're interested in a career in neuroscience and would like to learn more, please give us a follow.
Hi everyone, my name is Gabi Cardoso and I am artist and cineast from Argentina. I have over 60 albums of my own music and you can find it mostly in bandcamp.com, or you can just search for me as Gabi Cardoso Music on Google. Thanks so much.
Hi, my name is Alyssa Fagan, and I'm the director of a documentary short called Sound and Color. The short features Sarah Craning, who has sound-to-color synesthesia and who's been on this podcast before. I've been working in the documentary space for about 4 years and have been fascinated by synesthesia for as long as I can remember. I had this idea to create a unique project that went beyond a portrait of a synesthetic artist. When I met Sarah, the pieces started falling into place, and we're working towards creating this really exciting project. So, Sound and Color centers around a collaborative experiment in which we'll try to recreate Sarah's experience of synesthesia. We're going to create a custom cityscape against a black background in a film studio. The set will feature objects and situations that lead to interesting synesthetic experiences for Sarah, like a honking taxi cab or a group of friends laughing or even a song playing softly. We'll see Sarah walking through the set all the while showing the work that goes into creating the space. After that scene is shot and cut, Sarah will work with an animator to infuse that footage with depictions of what she saw in the studio. We're going to film 3 of these free-flowing animation sessions as Sarah attempts to communicate her experience of sound-to-color synesthesia in detail, all the while the animator will inch closer to the difficult task of replicating another human's experience in the world. We're using Sarah's experience as the nucleus of an exploration, radiating out into an investigation of synesthesia on the whole, and hopefully radiating out even further into an exploration of what it means to deeply understand one's subjective experience and some challenges that come along with that. By getting curious about Sarah's journey, we're asking what it means to have subjective experience in this world and how our individual perceptions affect our relationships with each other. We're at a really exciting stage in the project. We've built a great team, filmed behind the scenes at Sarah's TED Talk this summer, and are making preparations to begin our first round of major fundraising. We also started an Instagram page for film updates, but we're also using it as an opportunity to promote synesthesia education and for the occasional fun meme too. We're at Sound and Color Doc. I hope you'll follow along on our journey, and please, please reach out if you want to talk about the film or just say hello. I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, I'm Christy Gurley. I'm a synesthete, artist, author, and I write children's books about synesthesia. It's a series about kids with synesthesia. Each one features a child from a different country with a different form. At the end, there's tons of information about many common types, plus trusted places to get more info and connect with others. The first book is called Saraya's Superpower. You can find it on Amazon or on my website, starshinedesignsart.com. It's in English now. It's been translated into 3 languages so far, and it will be available next year in German, Spanish, and Korean too. I'm writing these books because I think it's important and interesting for kids and their families, teachers too, to find out about synesthesia early in school. I want kids to feel understood and proud of their unique gifts. Just think about what kids could do and the places they could go if they know how unique they are. I hope to get it more well known and accepted in the education system. But wait, there's more! I'm also creating a fun workbook for kids, adults, really anybody, to find out more about synesthesia and their own senses in general. So thanks, I hope you enjoy them.
Hello there, I'm truly excited to introduce myself and share my unique journey with synesthesia art and performance. My name is BSB, I'm a synesthete performer and a workshop facilitator. By performing solo, I engage in a passionate synesthetic portrayal of my music, producing original paintings while singing, playing and painting on stage all at the same time. This is achieved by installing a sensor on the back of each canvas and connecting them to a laptop. Each canvas will be then assigned to a sound, which I can activate by painting
on it. See the world through the lens of music and color. When I listen to music, it's not just about like auditory experience, but it's a visual and emotional symphony. My synesthetic abilities have been a profound influence on my life and my career. I remember the first time I realized I was different. It was a moment of awe and wonder, and it led me to a path to understand and embrace my unique way of experiencing the world.
And over the years, I've come to appreciate my synesthesia as a beautiful gift that has enriched my life in ways I couldn't have imagined.
My art and performances have been featured at prestigious events and venues, such as the Venice Biennale and Tate Modern in London. And a documentary about my performance, The Blending of Senses, is currently airing on Sky Arts TV. These experiences have pushed me to explore the depth of synesthesia, and I want to share this journey with the world. As a performer, I've had the privilege of taking my synesthetic experience and translating it into a visual and auditory spectacle for others to witness. I travel with my shows, inviting people into the world of synesthesia, sharing the vibrant and evocative connection between music and color that I experience daily. But I wanted to do more than just perform. I wanted to create a space for others to explore their own creativity and experience synesthesia firsthand. That's why I started conducting workshops. The name of this workshop series is Liquid Sounds, and participants get to dive deep into the world of abstract art, guided by the harmonious synergy of music and color. It's a transformative journey where people can connect with their inner selves, expressing their emotions, and let go through the power of art and sound. My work is special because it's a blend of personal passion and a genuine desire to share the joy of synesthesia with others. It's about connecting, it's about inspiring, it's about awakening the creative spirit in everyone. We are all creators. If you'd like to get in touch or learn more, please feel free to reach out to me at bsb.performs. I look forward to the opportunity of inspiring others with the beauty of synesthesia and the world of art and color. I wish you a very colorful day ahead, and I hope to connect with you soon. Thank you again for considering my story.
Welcome to Not Your Neurotypical Podcast, the podcast dedicated to exploring the real experiences, insights, challenges, and perspectives of neurodivergent individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Raylene Sebastian, and I was diagnosed with ADHD later in life. In each episode, we'll be delving into the fascinating world of neurodivergence, a concept that celebrates the incredible diversity of human minds. We'll unravel misconceptions, share personal stories, and offer practical insights to create a more inclusive and accepting world for everyone. Whether you're neurodivergent, neurotypical, or somewhere in between, this podcast is your bridge to building empathy, breaking down barriers, and fostering a community where differences are not just acknowledged, but celebrated. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and stay tuned for our upcoming episodes.
Hi, I'm Dennis Moran. I'm an animator and illustrator in Canada with a couple of types of synesthesia. I think visual sound is the reason I became an animator, but I also have grapheme color and spatial time. I studied illustration, but also a lot of perception and optics. And in college, I started to explore the idea of number personalities and the layers of color, persona, vibes associated with the 9 single-digit numbers. These 9 archetypes have become the gods of my fantasy adventure comic, Tales from the Sixth Sun. It's all about color, and mages devote themselves to specific colors to learn different magic powers. I've published 2 volumes, and I'm going to start putting out chapters from volume 3 soon. So if you like very colorful fantasy art, you should check it out.
Hello, everyone. My name is Allison. I'm a synesthesia artist out of Detroit, Michigan in the States. The project that I am developing for 2024 that I would love to get you involved in, I'm calling it the Synesthesia Loop. It's going to be an art experience where artists will pass a piece of art and create art based on what the piece of art was that was given to them. So for example, a songwriter will write a piece of music, and then a sound to color artist will create a piece of art based on that song, and then a sight to sound artist would create some kind of sound experience based on that piece of art. And then on and on and on. So we would get this interconnected experience of art inspired by synesthesia, and I think it could be very exciting. So if this sounds like something that you as an artist would like to be involved with, I hope that you will reach out. Thank you, Micah.
Hi,
Hi, how's it going? My name's Akash. I'm an artist based out of San Diego, California. I've been told I make cinematic reggae music. I also have a degree in mechanical engineering and had the opportunity to work on some projects, including components for the Lunar Gateway for NASA's Artemis program, and a brief time building some pretty sweet lasers. Most importantly, I have synesthesia. I'm 24 now, and it took me till the age of 20 to realize what synesthesia was. Wait, so you're telling me that the number 7 is not orange? That song does not sound sky blue to you? Wait, what? How does everyone else think? I want to use my music as a platform to raise awareness for what synesthesia is. I think there's a lot of synesthetes out there that don't realize what they have, and it could change their life drastically because there's such a template to it. And I feel like synesthetes especially, their minds run at a million miles an hour, and it's overwhelming. It's absolutely overwhelming. Double associating everything in real time with another sense. People are talking too fast and you're hearing their words and their colors at the same time. You eat some delicious food and you can hear noises all of a sudden. You think everyone else acts the same way, but no, it's a whole other world inside your head. I recently found out that I have one of the rarest forms that only 4% of the world has. And in terms of music, everything I do is based off of ear. I seriously appreciate theory and have tried my hardest to learn it, but I just can't. I produce and play all the instruments in my songs, and it's because I associate every note with a color. If I'm being honest, I don't even know if I qualify to be a real musician. I'm just playing the colors, you know what I mean? Personally, music was the only thing that could calm my mind down at any point of the day. It doesn't matter if it was a screaming metal song or if it was classical, the colors flowed. With my new album, Perpetual Motion, every song has a color associated with it. If you check the album artwork, the colors are there for a reason. If you see me playing live and you see the poster or some color change, it's there for a reason. So what are the next steps? I want to go all out. I want to find all the synesthetes and create. I just want to see what happens in a room full of us. If you think about it, color is just a reflection of light, and it's just a set of wavelengths on the visible light spectrum. The human eye cannot see an infinite set of colors, so one of the big questions I have is, how many synesthetes see the same set of colors and make the same associations? What percentage does that, and why? I stumbled upon this book called The Dewey Color System, and it went toe-to-toe with the Myers-Briggs personality test. Instead of asking a series of questions based on your personality type, it asks you what colors you associate best with. I won't stray off topic, but it does evoke thoughts for how we can tackle problems differently. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of this, and if anyone wants to follow the adventure, you can look up Perpetual Motion by Akash on all major streaming platforms, and follow me on my Instagram. And if I wanted to make fun of you super quick, I would synesthesia. All right, thank you. Have a good night.
And that's it for today. Thank you so much for sticking around until the very end. Like I said, you can find all the information in the show notes. And of course, the Neurodiversity Coaching launch this Friday, December 1st. Secure your spots, and I can't wait to see you there. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Give it a 5-star rating, and see you in 2 weeks.